This is Lachlan Rouston.
This is Raph Friedman. And you're listening to the fittest podcast in Australia,
The Mind Muscle Project. Project, welcome back to this episode. One of my favorite topics, cardio for fat loss. So today, Raph and I are going to dive into cardio as it relates specifically to fat loss, which is going to be a really good discussion. Probably some stuff you haven't considered or heard before. Before we dive into all the details of today's show, guys, if you have a gym, if you have a place that you just love to live, you know, your home, and you love it and you want it to be nice, just like you want your gym to be nice, then you want to stock it with great mobility gear. Every gym, every home of a fitness person has mobility gear. And the really shit stuff, the crappy stuff off Amazon that doesn't go very well, that's not the stuff that you want to keep. That's not the stuff you want supplied in those areas. You want it to be a nice space. Premium foam rolling, that word and black roll, they go perfectly together. So when you think of premium foam rolling gear, you need to think black roll in the future now. So they've got a ton of awesome products. They've got obviously foam rollers. They've got all sorts of like mats and yoga blocks. And they've got some really cool stuff in there. They've just got all the basic stuff that you need, but just done really well. And once you buy it from them once, you're never going to have to buy it again. So highly recommend checking them out. TheMindMuscleProject.com/blackroll is where you can check out that discount. And then of course, guys, one of the most amazing tools that we use every day on our wrists is the Whoop Band. We never take it off. All our clients wear it. There's just a ton of benefit of tracking stuff, things you want to improve, sleep, recovery, calorie burn. These are all things that contribute a lot to your health and well-being. And the only way to get better at these things is to measure them. You know, you've heard the saying, you can't manage what you don't measure. And so in order to manage something, you got to measure it. And Whoop is the perfect way to do that. So we're actually giving away a Whoop for free and a month membership of Whoop for free when you buy a program with us in the month of July. So the mymuscleproject.com/program, if you're in a lockdown right now, you can grab our 8-week dumbbell program. All you need is a dumbbell for it. But if you're in gyms, then you can use the fitness, the strong, or the body program, which is another 8-week program. And it's got multiple phases in that program as well. So check that out, guys. The mymuscleproject.com/programs is where you can go to purchase the program and go into the draw to win a Whoop. If you just want to get a Whoop, the mymuscleproject.com/whoop is where you can check that out. Okay, so today, very excited, really, really keen to talk about, I guess, what is one of the most talked about topics in all of fitness for the general population, which is fat loss and as it relates to cardio. It's like people go, how do I lose weight? I'm start doing more cardio. Where do you think that came from?
Oh, man, it's a good question. Probably what I could imagine, maybe like, fighters getting ready for boxing fights. Obviously, it was like probably one of the most popular sports. Also, think back in the day, it was probably the main sport people like would be interested in the training. Like, no one was that interested in the training before like a big soccer game or something. But like the fight camp, I think it's always been something people thought about and talked about. And usually they lose weight during that camp and usually they do lots of cardio.
Man, I thought what you were going to say was the golden era of bodybuilding. Like all the guys knew that when they were cutting for a show, it's like, cool, we add in cardio to lose weight.
I was thought for more like mass population. I was like, oh, you start running, like you lose weight, like you get fighting fit.
Yeah. Yeah, boxing or even just like running. I think maybe a lot of people that were like into athletics, like running is obviously a core part of athletics. You know, they do a lot of run training. It's great for weight loss. And it's so accessible, right? So people just running, cardio, weight loss, all kind of merges into one area. But it's not really the truth behind why you lose weight or why you burn fat during cardio. So I guess where we should start this conversation, and it should guide the entire conversation of every future conversation about fat loss and cardio, whether it's with us or with your family or your friends, is it's all about energy balance, right? And so the equation is how much energy is going in versus how much energy is going out. And cardio is just a form that, you know, contributes to energy going out. Weight training is a form that contributes to energy going out. Neat, so your non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So you're walking around, you're twitching, you're talking, like you're clapping, you know, stressing about something, tapping your foot, you know, whatever it is, chewing gum. That also tips the energy, or is a part of the energy balance equation of energy out. So is cardio the best for burning fat? It depends. Like it depends. It's just part of the energy out equation. It's just another tool that you can use, right? The more tools you have, the better you'll be ultimately. If it was your only tool, it just wouldn't be as good as weight training and cardio. and it wouldn't be as good as increasing your NEAT and weight training and cardio. Like, the more tools you have, right, the more you can tip that energy balance equation. So that's really what it comes down to. That being said, if you look at the other side of the equation, energy in, you can just completely not do cardio and still lose weight, right? You can just reduce the amount of energy that's going in, which is just food and drink. So if you just reduce that, you can burn fat. So yes, cardio is a part of fat burning if you want it to be, but it's definitely not necessary in order to lose fat.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting is it kind of depends where you're at in your diet. So like, the more you overeat and the more you eat, usually the easier it is to like not bother doing cardio and just eat less. And then as you get into the stages of eating less and less, the more that starts to tip the other way. You know, when you eat like plenty of food, it's like so much easier, if you've ever done this before, just to like eat 500 less calories and go and do cardio. Like, it's easier, right? You just eat a bit less food. But that doesn't last forever. As you eat less and less, then usually like, oh, then I'm just going to like, instead of eating less, I'm going to do some cardio. And it just hits the other side of the equation.
Yeah. Now, I think the next place to go with this conversation, now that you understand it's just an energy balance equation, is, okay, so say we do want to incorporate cardio to the fat loss equation. We're like, yeah, cool. Like, I'm on this many calories or whatever. Or I don't want to change my food, but I still want to lose weight. I eat pretty healthy. Should I do weight loss? Should I do weights or should I do cardio for fat loss? And the answer really is, if you want optimal fat loss, I believe you need both, right? Because it's just going to give you more variety. You're going to get the benefit of some cardio and the benefit of some weights. But the main difference between these two is as follows. The weight training is primarily focused on building muscle, right? We know that. So it breaks down muscle tissue, and then later with nutrition and rest and recovery sleep, you rebuild that muscle tissue. Really that simple. So that's what you're doing with weight training. You're building muscle. That's the primary focus. The cardio, if you were to look at it purely from muscle building and fat loss, you could say that cardio is primarily for fat loss. So when they study people in a lab, when they're doing cardio and when they're doing weights, when you're doing cardio, you are using fat as a fuel. So you are like breaking down fat, and you are, you know, using the energy that comes out of the breakdown of fat cells as energy. So you are burning up and using fat as fuel. It's very slow, right? It's not a massive amount of fat. It's a very small amount of fat. But obviously, if you do this consistently, it'll work. Now, to a point. So if your cardio is too intense, the breaking down of fat into energy to fuel exercise is a very slow process. So let's just use arbitrary numbers. So for example, if it takes you like 2 minutes to break down a fat cell to get energy to do a rep, like if you're doing a ton of reps really fast, that's not enough. That's too slow, right? You need something that breaks down energy and that's available in like 1 second. If you've got to do a lot of reps really quickly, that's when you're going to switch over to sugar, to muscle glycogen, to the carbohydrates that are available in your blood from whatever meal that you've had. So it really depends. So it depends what type of cardio you're doing, if fat will fuel it. So long, slow distance cardio, that is the cardio you want to be doing. That's the cardio that bodybuilders made famous, you know, step for 45 minutes on the step machine. What's that? The elliptical, just like really boring, slow shit like that. That is specifically burning fat as you do it. Now, as soon as you stop the fat burning process, right? So that's why you do it for so long. Whereas, yeah, if you do more high intensity cardio, it's burning up fat and fuel and resources after the session more than the slower cardio. So that's really the main difference between cardio and weights for fat loss.
Yeah, I mean, that is the difference, you know, when you're doing it. But I think the way people can get confused is the effect that's happening when you're doing it's like not the only thing that matters when you're going about this whole long-term process.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So if you were to optimize your cardio for fat loss, it's exactly what I just said. You wouldn't be doing high intensity cardio because it's not using fat as a fuel source. Yes, it is using fat a bit later to break down and fuel and recover, and using it in your body later for the recovery process. So it's good there. But if you wanted to just burn fat loss during the session, you wanted to optimize the most amount of fat that you could burn, you would do long, slow distance, because that is when you're using fat as a fuel source. There's still a little bit of carbohydrate in there. You know, if you kind of tick up a little bit, you go into like a fifth gear for a moment, you know, you maybe sprint up a hill or something. But primarily, if you're just going for a long, slow jog, a bike ride, on the rowing machine, whatever it is, it's just slow, steady, consistent, you know, talking pace, you'll be burning up fat for that. And the fitter you get and the better you get at this, obviously, the more you can push that threshold up where you're using fat.
Yeah, and I think, well, it depends what you're doing, but usually from a calorie burn, if you're trying to flip the energy equation a bit more in your favor when you are trying to lose fat, going for longer is obviously going to help you do that as well, because you can just burn more calories doing it for a longer period. When you're doing something really intense that you can only do for 6 minutes, like, there's just a limit to how much you're going to burn in that period.
Yeah, exactly. All important things definitely to consider. Okay, so now if you're going to obviously add cardio in, there's obviously obviously you just mentioned the more you add in, the better. So people just think, okay, I'll add a shitload of cardio in. Well, not necessarily, because now you're balancing against, you know, your body can only do so much in a 24-hour window times 7 days. So you've got to allocate the resources correctly. And obviously this is where like anabolic steroids have a huge advantage, right? Because it helps to speed up all the processes, speeds up the fat loss, the process, speeds up the muscle building process. So you can fit so many more cycles and recovery windows within a much shorter period of time. So for example, like say one fat burning cycle and one muscle building cycle in a 24-hour window, you with anabolic steroids, you could fit like 3 or 4 of them in, right? Because every process is like amplified. Every process, you know, no pun intended, is on steroids. It's going a lot faster. So when it comes to overdoing cardio, it really depends on the whole picture. But I think if you're optimizing for fat loss, you could probably do something light every single day without overdoing it. Something light. Because it is kind of like recovery-based cardio, I would say. As long as it's not damaging on the joints.
Yeah, exactly. As long as the intensity is low. I think where people can get into trouble here, though, is that they start to overdo it in the sense that they are swapping out, like they're using their training time for cardio and then they're not doing weights.
Yes.
Because they're like, maybe it's not overdoing it. Like, yeah, they could recover from this, but now you're not doing weights. And the difference between, one of the big differences between doing cardio and doing weights when you are losing fat is that obviously whenever you're losing weight, you're going to lose some muscle, you're going to lose some fat. You're in this long-term battle here to try and lose as muscle as possible while trying to lose as much fat as possible. And what cardio doesn't do is it doesn't really give any signal to your body to hold onto the muscle, where strength training does. So that is where I think most people, I would be like, oh, I think you're overdoing it. I guess they're not overdoing it. They can recover from it. But what I really mean is like, oh, now you're like not doing any strength training. Because, you know, like you're hungry, you're not eating as much. If you do that cardio, you're probably not going to make it back to the gym to do your strength training. And now you're not really sending any signal to your body about what you want to lose. So you just, yeah, you're losing both, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. When it comes to strength training, like the reason it's the foundation which you put cardio on top of is because the more muscle is a much more metabolically active tissue than fat, which basically all it means is it requires more fuel, more calories to stay alive, right? To do what it needs to do, to function, to contract, to relax, to stabilize, all the different functions that it has. And the more muscle that you keep on, it's going to mean that your metabolism is higher, which means you can eat more food without gaining weight, which everyone wants to do, right? We live in a calorie-rich environment with temptations everywhere and desserts and delicious meals and restaurants and stuff. You want a structure which you can eat as much as possible without putting on weight. You want the highest maintenance calories possible. If your maintenance calories is 3,000, that's awesome. You can eat as much food as you want. So by retaining as much muscle mass as possible or gaining as much muscle mass as possible, that's going to allow you to increase your maintenance calories over time, over years, to the highest possible, which is ultimately what you want, right? And we know resistance training is good for other stuff like chronic disease, diabetes, aging, longevity. So there's all these other benefits as well, not just to do with fat loss. So yeah, it needs to be said that strength training is definitely the priority here. It's the priority, and then cardio is the foundation that really boosts the fat loss on top of it. So it's hard to give a straight answer for the overdoing of cardio, but yeah, like it should never interfere with the strength training. So as much as you can manage on top of your strength training with your schedule, everything like that. Okay, so it's worth wrapping up this conversation by having a good discussion on the other benefits of cardio. Obviously, this podcast has been focused on the fat loss effects of cardio, but it goes well beyond fat loss. And in fact, I would argue that for the majority of our lives, we have only used cardio for these other benefits. And in fact, almost never use them for fat loss. I mean, if I think to myself, okay, I want to go through a fat loss phase, I want to get leaner, first thing I turn to is not more training. It's just taking out a bit of food. That's a lot easier to me than it is to just all of a sudden add in 4 or 5, you know, elliptical sessions.
Yeah. I mean, if you're training for any like actual training goal in your training, it's way easier than just go manipulate your food. Because that's not really going to interfere with your training program that much. Whereas if you start doing, if you start adding cardio, it generally messes with your training program as well. So it's got like a hidden downside in there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So in terms of the other benefits of cardio, I mean, there's a few, but I think probably the most important one I find is it just makes you have more energy. So like the fitter you are, the more efficient your body is at using fuel, the better it is at recovering, the better you are at sleep. And then all those go together to give you just more energy throughout the day. So people that generally are like, oh, you know, I've got really bad energy, I'm tired all the time. Man, it's usually people that have pretty bad cardio, like pretty bad aerobic system, right? Their heart, you know, is struggling a lot all day. It's blood's not moving around because, you know, blood carries oxygen throughout the body. Oxygen is what gives you life. It's what gives you energy. If your oxygen transport system is like, you know, it's broken, the wheels are falling off, no one's repaired it in a while, it doesn't get oil and grease, like that's a transport system that's breaking and it's ancient and things don't work. Like, it's no wonder this shit doesn't arrive on time, right? So if you're constantly looking after it, if you're repairing it, replacing the wheels, putting oil in the machine, giving it the right fuel, looking after it, putting it on the right tracks, like your transport system is very efficient. So you're going to get everything that you need at the right time. And that just translates to more energy throughout the day. That's why I keep cardio in.
Yeah, it's more energy. And I think it's, first of all, you have more energy, but then also things just tire you out less. That's like one of the things I'll notice, you know, it's like people that don't do cardio, even if you look fit, it's like even just small things like, hey, you got like do this, you got to go up these stairs, carry this, do that. You're like, oh, now I'm exhausted. You know, whereas when you're really in shape, you're like, oh, now I'm like warmed up a little bit. Like, I can feel good. You know, I feel like I could do something extra after this. And it just changes your mindset to your whole life.
It's funny because, you know, I think a lot of people, they go from sport to gym, right? So they go from like a hybrid approach to training where they're doing like a lot of, you know, strength work and then, you know, mixed in with their sport, depending on what sport they're doing. And then a lot of running and stuff, and a little bit of weights. And then they go like all gym, right? They like stop sport for whatever reason. Life gets busy. And they're like, no, I'm just like full gym warrior. And they cut out all cardio. And then they start, you know, investing in memes of like, you know, I never do cardio, fuck cardio, all this stuff. So they convince themselves that cardio is bad. And they start looking really good without cardio. So they're like, I don't need it. But exactly like you said, then they go and try and play sport again in a few years and they haven't done cardio in ages. And it's pathetic. Like they, you know, you run a few laps, you do a few intervals and it's like, man, I need to take a nap. It's like, that's just not a very functional human being, right? Someone that just can't last very long. It's like, you're really hot, really powerful for a few minutes, and then you kind of just like fizzle out and there's not much left after that. So I think the energy thing can't be overstated enough.
Yeah. Yeah. It's energy. It's both sides of the coin. And man, you'd be astonished how quickly this gets better in people. Like, I think there's a limit. Like, if you get better and better and better shape, like, you probably stop getting some of those energy benefits. Like, it peters out, obviously, at a stage. You don't need to go into like full triathlons to have like good energy in the day. Yeah. But man, you see such a big difference with people that just go from like quite out of shape to decent shape.
Mm. Now, one of the other benefits we should talk about relates to brain health. Now, there's a lot of good research as well to go alongside resistance training that, you know, cardiovascular training is really good for your mental health, like really good for anxiety, really good for depression. It's why you find a lot of people use it as a tool, like long walks or running, as a tool to help with their mental health. And I think it just gives you something a little bit different that potentially you don't get from lifting weights. Because obviously lifting weights is, there's a very different environment in which you lift weights versus a very different environment typically in which you go for a run, for example. And so I think that you get a lot of benefits. You know, you can be outdoors. It's not that you can't be outdoors lifting weights. It's just typically you don't. Your heart rate is just, I mean, your heart is just doing something different, right? So the way energy is moving around the body, the way things are breaking down, the way your body's using fuel, the way your brain's getting oxygen, it's just a very different method to how you do with weights. And so there's, I think, a lot of mental health benefits to doing regular cardio as well. I know I feel a lot better when I do it. And, you know, I've heard so many different comments so many times, people saying the same thing.
Yeah, and that pretty much will go for anything that really increases your heart rate for an extended period, gets the blood flow moving. And that is, I guess, there's a long-term aspect to that, but it's also a short-term aspect to that. Anyone that's done that knows.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the last benefit I would say when it comes to cardio, which probably, I guess, relates to the first point as well, but I think it just gives you more capacity for training. So tying into energy, you know, one thing that cardio gives you is gives you better recovery for strength training. We can't, you know, emphasize enough how important strength training is. It's the foundation of everything that you do. You will strength train better the fitter you are. So you'll get more sets in, you get more reps in, you'll get more intensity in, you'll get more energy for the session. So being more aerobically fit, having better cardio will make you better lifting weights.
Yeah, and aside to that, I mean, it's basically the same, but I think you also do get less injuries in there as well, because when you're out of shape, like as soon as you start to get tired, you're exhausted. So you just start to move like shit, like your technique goes really bad. You could be like jumping in a sport, or you could just do like high reps or sort of like a circuit thing in the gym, and you're out of shape, so your technique gets terrible. Whereas what I noticed, just when I got into functional fitness, that happened to me a lot at the start. And then as I got into better and better shape, you get exhausted far later, or you don't even really get exhausted to that point that you did when you first started. So you can like maintain pretty solid technique and you don't fall to crap when you start training, and you avoid a lot of the injuries, because most injuries come when you're tired. It's like any soccer study, right? Like most of the soft tissue injuries come in like the last 20 minutes of the game. If you've ever seen like a soccer game or a game where they do like the extra time, there's like always so many injuries in extra time, because that's like beyond what everyone is like used to and capable of. It's a bit like that with your training. Being in better shape stops you getting exhausted as quickly, allows you to keep better positions, and you end up with fewer injuries.
Beautiful. All right, guys, there you have it. Is cardio the best thing for fat loss? Well, as always, it depends. So hopefully that was useful information for you. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. If you guys loved it, leave us a 5-star review, tell a friend. That's all we ask. That's why we do it for free for you guys, and we always will. So thank you very much, and we'll speak to you all next week.
Thank you, Project, for tuning in again to another episode of the My Muscle Project. We release an episode every single Monday. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, the My Muscle Project, to stay up to date with everything we're doing. And if you have some time, leave us a review and a 5-star rating on iTunes.
And don't forget, we have a second show of the week, The After Show. So it's no longer a rest day on Thursdays. If you have any questions for Lachlan and I for that show, head to themymuscleproject.com/The After Show. And if you ask a question, we'll answer it on the show.
Thanks again so much, Project, and we'll see you all next week.